I would like to mention how to raise your children. These are some tips, mashallah, ulama they have given to us and would like to share for the interest of Madani Channel. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, the very first one is 3 to 4 years or before maybe 2 to 3 years time, we should start teaching them Allah, 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 Allah. We should say these words so that he knows that these are the words that from very young age are instilled in the ears of these little souls. In 3 to 4 years it is written, you start teaching them a complete kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Repeat again and again, repeat again and again, repeat again and again. So from very young age, he starts or she starts learning the statement of our faith, right? Subhanallah. And then further it is mentioned that 4 years of age, when it comes, then you should try to arrange some sort of arrangement where you have to teach the qaida, right? Madani qaida. In the learning of Quran, the start of reciting the Holy Quran. And it is said that the sulaha, salihin, it was their practice that they would do a party, you can say, or taqreeb, right? Where, or a mehfil, where the people would come, it would be called as a mehfil of Bismillah Sharif, right? Sure. To recite the first time Bismillah by a child. So the age it is mentioned in the books that 4 years, 4 months and 4 days, right, when a child, a male or female, right, a son or a daughter, when this age would come, so salihin, they would start a taqreeb or they would arrange a mehfil where people would come. And a child also knows something is happening. People are around me and I have to recite something. It's a beautiful memory for a child also. Further, it is mentioned that when 4 years of age comes, then you should start teaching them etiquette, manners of eating, washing their hands, how to wash their hands, how to clean themselves, right? What are the manners of using the toilet, how to keep yourself clean. Try to teach a little bit, start teaching them, right? They will start picking up maybe at later stage, but this is the time where you need to tell them. And respect 5 years of age, you need to tell them accounts of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? They want to have a bedtime story. You can tell them some sort of story and that true account of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam's miracle. Sahaba Ikram's accounts, right? Awliya Ikram's waqiyat, stories where you can teach them good manners, subhanallah, and you can teach them what is a goodness, right? A truth. And not snitching on others, right? Not tale-telling, slandering, these sort of things you can start teaching. And then it is said 5 to 7 years of age, you should teach them love and affection towards ulama, qari sahiban, ustaz sahib. Adab you need to teach them if you're going to qari sahib, how much respect you should show them. Your parents, so that inshallah they have to show respect at any stage of the life. They had known, they would inshallah show. Further, it is mentioned that when they are of 7 years of age, then within the limits of Sharia, you should arrange a party, Islamic way of mehfil, you can name that, where your relatives could come, and within the limits of Islamic wailing, you should arrange it. And father should tell the daughter or son that now you should start learning your salah. Subhanallah. It is also mentioned. So he would know that, or that he should give hukam of teaching salah. So subhanallah, this will come to his head that there was some sort of taqreem for me when I was told to offer salah. Allahu Akbar, how much we are doing.